And a pleasant good evening to you. Rich Earle here with you, filling in for Michael Cohen for this opening segment of the program here on this Wednesday night. Great to have you with us here on the 1320 WYLS Capital City Recap. And coming up less than a half hour from now, a big Lansing City Council meeting taking place at City Hall, a special meeting. The council, they normally meet Mondays. They normally don't do Wednesday nights, but they are this week. The sanctuary city status that has made not only local headlines, but also statewide and national headlines coming to the forefront. And it looks like this is a vote. A pair of resolutions tonight. One would rescind the sanctuary city language that was approved a little over a week ago by the council, and a second resolution that would reaffirm Lansing as a welcoming city, kind of going back to where things were before the sanctuary city talks began. So, and it looks like this could be a meeting in which it could come down to one vote. From the sounds of it, from what we've been gathering this week. And here to join us for a preview of that meeting is Seth Callis. He is the organizer of the Lansing chapter of the group By Any Means Necessary. He's attending that meeting tonight, and he joins us just ahead of that big showdown over at City Hall. Good evening, Seth. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
All right, well, it's great to have you with us this morning. First off, for those who don't know, tell us, what is By Any Means Necessary? What do you do?
Okay, so we are a group that formed in the Detroit area and in California in the 90s around defending affirmative action when that was under attack at the University of Michigan. And it's become a sort of a group that fights for immigrant rights and to defend affirmative action primarily, but we really do pick up any fights that we feel are necessary. For example, a lot of our members in Detroit work very closely with trying to keep Detroit public schools open. So even though we formed around immigrant rights and affirmative action, we really are just a left-wing organizing group that try to help out any groups that we feel are being oppressed or underrepresented.
All right, and you've been attending the series of council meetings in which this issue has been talked about. A couple of the meetings have had overflow as far as audience members go. Some have had to watch meetings from the first floor lobby because there was no room on the 10th floor out at City Hall. But over this last week, I want to get your take on what's gone down, because a week ago Monday, we had the language that was approved by the council 6-0. That included a sanctuary city language, if you will, within the resolution. And now there's an effort to kind of reconsider that, maybe take that off the table. And the sanctuary city status for Lansing could not even last 10 days. What's your take on what has transpired over these last 9 days?
I think it's very obvious to me that this is a response to the Chamber of Commerce asking them to rescind this sanctuary city measure. To me, the timing is just way too obvious to call it anything else. No matter what else they say tonight about, you know, whatever calls people have had speaking out against it, in my mind, it's definitely a matter of the Chamber of Commerce getting in their ear about rescinding it and them kind of bending to them on that. I know that Judy Brown Clark and Carol Ward are the two people that signed off on the meeting. I don't know if the other anti-sanctuary people know about it. I do know that Kathy Dunbar didn't even know about this meeting. They purposely, you know, just kind of sneakily at the end of the last city council meeting. And I think that what we saw in previous meetings, where like the room was overflowing, there were people downstairs, is something that scares them, and that's why we're getting such short notice. If we hadn't have had someone to kind of give us the word on this at the end of last meeting, we would not have known until today, and there would not really have been a lot of time to mobilize people. We're kind of scrambling as it is now to get people out tonight to speak at this meeting.
So you think this is too short a notice then?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're definitely, they don't want the kind of attention that came with some of these previous meetings, because they know that this is a big issue, and they know that this is going to be unpopular, and so they're kind of trying to do this quickly. You know, a lot of people can't just drop everything and be there at less than 48 hours notice. People have jobs, families, obligations, whatever. So they, in my mind, they don't like the good press that has been given to the people that were pro-sanctuary. They don't like the Chamber of Commerce being unhappy with them, and they really don't want the public to be heard on this issue. A lot of the people, Patricia Stitchley especially, has been very hostile towards people speaking at the meetings, very quick to like limit time on public comment, things like that, throughout this you know, month or 3 month long or whatever it was process of us finding for sanctuary. So I'm not surprised, but I am very disappointed in them.
Yeah, the email notification that came out, at least for the media, I received the email from City Clerk Chris Swope last night about 10 p.m., which I assume was after last night's Lansing City Council meeting. Now going back to what you were saying about the Chamber of Commerce, now were you referring to the Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce specifically?
Yes, I believe that is the Chamber of Commerce that released a statement or talked to them or whatever.
The Lansing Regional Chamber, you know, they have expressed opposition to the sanctuary city status, but another Chamber of Commerce here in Lansing, actually the Michigan Chamber, also opposed to the sanctuary city status. And we spoke earlier this week with CEO Rich Studley from the Michigan Chamber. He appeared Tuesday morning on the 1320 WYLS Morning Wake Up with Dave Ackerley. Here's what Mr. Studley had to say. Take a listen.
The challenge with the hastily adopted sanctuary city language is that it's a bridge too far. It raises more questions than it answers. It puts at risk literally millions and millions of dollars in federal funding for the city at a time when the city can't afford to lose any money. And the message that we tried to send in cooperation with our friends at the Lansing Regional Chamber is, let's reconsider hastily adopted language. Let's delete the language that has created confusion and risks litigation and the loss of federal funding. Let's reaffirm that we're a welcoming city and then move forward together on more urgent issues.
So that's kind of been the common theme from the opposition, not just from Rich Studley, but from others there. Just in regards to the funding, there's the threat of perhaps the Trump administration coming in and taking away federal dollars from the city of Lansing for declaring itself a sanctuary city. What do you think about that, Seth? What about that perspective that this could hurt the city financially, I should say, being designated a sanctuary city?
So I do think that's a very real fear. I know that there has been a ton written on how it is not legally defensible for President Trump to go after federal funds when they don't relate directly to immigration issues. But I can see this fear because he has acted, he has not acted constitutionally or really presidentially, so it's kind of hard to see what he's going to do going forward. So I think this is a valid fear. I don't mean to downplay that. Mm-hmm. But to hear somebody say that we need to deal with more pressing issues is just disgusting to me. There isn't anything more pressing than federal agents coming and kidnapping Lansing residents to deport them. So the idea that there is that money should ever be more important than the people of this city is just something that I can't support. And I also, I just have a lot of trouble really kind of hearing what the Chamber of Commerce has to say on this, because they're not a legislative body, and they're mostly motivated by, or fully motivated by their business interest. And a person, an elected official, needs to listen to them, but their concern should always be with their people first. And more importantly, where does this end? If we're letting this threat of losing funding keep us from enacting policies that we've already had, you know, Mayor Bonner has just codified the policies that have already been in place, which is really important, but these are things we already did. This is a way of life that we already enjoy. We have a diverse population and we benefit from that. Mm-hmm. And we've traditionally been a very welcoming city. So to let the federal government come in and bully us with this threat of losing federal funding isn't, to me, that's not necessarily for dealing with that federal government. Because what stops us what stops them from threatening us again and again and again with this loss of federal funding? At some point, you need to draw a line in the sand. And because the undocumented community is one of the first groups that President Trump has attacked directly, that is where this fight needs to be. And that is something that we need to kind of close ranks around as a city that prides itself on being progressive and welcoming.
Got a couple more questions for Seth Callis, organizer for the Lansing chapter of the group By Any Means Necessary, ahead of this Lansing City Council meeting that's set to take place in just moments. Seth, if the council were to take action in which the city would be reaffirmed as a welcoming city, taking away the sanctuary city language, what would be the problem with that? What would be wrong with Lansing just being a welcoming city?
I think that first of all, the welcoming city resolution is really nothing but fluff. The only real meaningful thing in it was when Jessica Yorko added the amendment to declare it a sanctuary city. And why we think that's important is because that, again, sets a very clear tone or a line in the sand, whatever metaphor you want to use, that we will actively defy these just frankly horrible federal immigration policies. The mass deportation of people has been a problem since the Obama presidency, but it's being stepped up now, and the fact that our city won't step up and fight for its residents is really distressing. It means, to me, if I'm an undocumented person, I'm not trusting the police to follow up on these new policies if I see this. If less than 10 days after declaring myself a sanctuary city, we rescind it. And I also think it's very important for the people to come together and set a precedent that we will not stand for this kind of sneaky backroom dealing that's going on right now, where somebody has clearly caught in the city council's ears and made them, you know, reconsider. Because, again, we're going to have a new mayor soon, and mm-hmm. I want them to be on notice, and I think everybody concerned about this wants them to be on notice, that the people will notice and mobilize, because if it could start with the sanctuary city designation tonight, but that does not bode well in my mind for the executive order that provides the bulk of the protection for people, and it doesn't bode well for our city police force to actually enforce this and have accountability for its officers should they not be properly instituting these policies of not contacting ICE and not being federal immigration agents.
And Seth, one last thing before we let you go. If the council were to go back, if they take away what they approved last week and they become just a welcoming city, what's next then for supporters like yourself? Where do you go from here? Do you try to challenge what the council does, or is there anything at all that you can do?
I think the biggest thing has just always been the legislative process of this has always just kind of been to build up a foundation, to build trust between our undocumented communities and our police. What's really going to defend this is people being willing to mobilize and engage in direct action if and when ICE is in Lansing. Being willing to, even if that's just, covering on social media where they are to keep people informed, or going and directly confronting ICE fans and trying to stop ICE raids. That is something that we need to be prepared to do as a city if we're committed to actually preserving sanctuary for people. So that's always has kind of been our next move. That's what we've been mm-hmm. telling people since this past last Monday. But as far as what we can do, I don't. If this gets rescinded today, the way the city council is laid out, I don't know if we have the votes to get sanctuary status back. Mm-hmm. We're actually trying to kind of flip somebody that wasn't in support before at the meeting tonight. So I think that it will be crucial to kind of regroup, be ready to work on these campaigns to defend our communities ourselves, and then be ready, hopefully, after the next city council election, because hopefully people will remember and we will see some of these people lose their seats that have gone against the will of the people tonight. So hopefully we will, in the long term, get it back, but if it's gone tonight, I'm not optimistic for getting sanctuary city designation back in the near future. I think it's really crucial that people come out tonight and are willing to fight for this.
Seth Callis, organizer for the Lansing chapter of the group By Any Means Necessary. The meeting starting up just minutes from now out at Lansing City Council. Should be an interesting night tonight in the capital city. Seth, thanks so much for joining us this evening.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And you are listening to the 1320 WILS Capital City Recap here on a Wednesday night. Rich Earl filling in for Michael Cohen for this opening segment of the program. There's more to come. Don't go away. This is More Compelling Talk Radio 1320 WILS.